Fred Pugh Radio. This is Chiara Nicoletti from the Torino 32. And today for Fred Education Channel, we have with us Giovanni Spagnoletti, who is a film and cinema teacher at professor at the University of Tor Vergata in Rome. And with Giovanni, we would like to talk about film literacy and the importance. We were discussing a lot about introducing cinema, the field of cinema, into high schools and secondary schools. So we would like you, Giovanni, to talk about that and what do you think about it?
Personalmente, questa è una questione che mi occupa da molti anni.
Personally, it's an issue that I care about, and in 2000, you know, we were very close to actually get audiovisual teaching into secondary schools, but unfortunately we failed about political issues, of course, and of course, you know, asking me whether it's important or not to actually teach audiovisual matters in secondary school is, you know, it's needless to say, is very important for me. We live in an audiovisual world, in a society of audiovision. And it's absurd that actually in high school and secondary schools nothing is be taught. In university, regarding university, we managed to do it since the 1980s up to actually the 1990s. It was a very fashionable thing to study, and then we had a sort of decline after the second half of 2000s. Today's issue, you know, first of all, studying cinema doesn't actually have a direct outcome into this financial and work world, and therefore teaching in secondary school would enhance this sort of continuity and of course leading people to have solid jobs just after the university education. Recently I actually was the commissionary director for some funding in the Lazio region and for two places in audiovisual works and jobs, and 23 people actually applied, and this is of course it's kind of an emblem of how struggling and difficult it is nowadays.
Giovanni, you're a German cinema expert. You spent many years in Germany and you keep on going for private and work reasons. So I was wondering, what's the situation in terms of what film literacy and so and teaching cinema in schools in Germany?
Non posso risponderti con precisione perché
I can't actually really answer to this question with accuracy because I never really dealt with teaching in Germany. But I probably presume that it come, you know, the situation can be as bad as it is for us in Italy. Even though actually German culture is not as cinema driven as other countries we would have in mind, such as France and also in Italy's heydays. In fact, Germany, especially according to an actorial perspective, is mostly driven by theater. So the stable theater initiatives are extraordinary in such country. Of course, cinema was culturally very relevant, internationally speaking as well. German cinema in the 20s and the 70s as well, and of course, you know, throughout the economics, the current economics, Germany has a sort of revival as well of German cinema productions, and the situation, you know, I only can hope the situation must change in Italy as well, because everyone must understand that actually audiovisual teaching is not useless, and of course if we actually teach religion in secondary school, I can't see why we cannot teach audiovisuals.
The thing we're thinking that besides, I mean, teaching cinema as to create a new cinema professionals, the thing is that cinema and would help students from the younger ages to really understand more other disciplines or understand that there are the different cultures from our culture. And plus, as I always say, that sometimes through cinema you can see that there are differences, but we have really a lot of things in common, especially when you're watching European films. There are some, you know, universal themes that we all and universal problems that we all face. What do you think?
Io dividerei il problema in due parti. Storicamente il cinema ha avuto una funzione fondamentale nel.
I would actually divide the issue in two sections. I'd say historically, cinema was actually a fundamental cultural power for Italy for at least 20-25 years. If we just think about the old Italian masters such as Antonioni, Fellini, Bertolucci, Pasolini as well, when actually a film would come out, it would be a cultural event, but not just cultural, also political. Newspapers would talk about it. If we just think about, for example, when Novecento by Bertolucci came out in 76, it kind of fragmented and almost, you know, made the left-wing politics implode in Italy. Or, for example, 1973 for Bertolucci's Last Tango in Paris, it went actually under the irons of the censorship, such as, of course, 1975's Salò by Pasolini. We actually had a different, lighter version of it. Cinema also, you know, is still it was back then, and we can say probably in the 20th century, is the Gesamtkunstwerk of 1900s. And today, such appeal actually got lost in a kind of mass appeal sense. So cinema, in fact, got fragmented in different sections, such as the audiovisual and also post-cinema. So regarding school, I think, pardon my little pun, but I would teach the teachers how to use audiovisuals. So using creativity, such as documentaries, for example, that are incredibly powerful to fix determined characters and facts of history, to the actual students. For example, if we think about the poetess Aldo Merini, or any other strong kind of cultural figure. So for me, this is actually a lesson that should be, forerunning in education.
Posso solo aggiungere un'altra cosa. Anche lo stesso uso dell'audiovisivo è quello che gli studenti.
With the use of audiovisuals, students also can be kind of cinema can be also a tool that is very personal. I mean, today we don't use anymore the diary to actually have a sort of to convey our feelings and our personal matters. Today we grab our digital cameras and express it through images. So schools should actually kind of embrace this and to also. Also, kind of leave aside that image of a boring thing that doesn't teach anything anymore. And it's today we have an extraordinary occasion to actually get this going into both education and teach things about daily lives. And audiovisuals is definitely something that is part of our daily life. And unfortunately, today we still live in some sort of cave times, so most of the old primitive way. And hopefully, we'll. Open and bright up.
Per quello che invece riguarda l'università, anche lì il problema non è più quella la cinefilia tradizionale di chi.
So yeah, in regarding university, we should kind of leave behind the idea of cinephilia. For example, the students, in the 90s would cite perfectly Truffaut or Fassbinder. Teaching, in fact, should be linked more towards professionalism. So for also direct outcomes such as archiving or the use of audiovisual for history, or also restoration for cinema as an artwork. These sections, although they not as artistic as it seems, they actually bring an immediate professional outcome, and so universities should always be aware to bind studies with professionalism.
Thank you, Giovanni Spalinetti, History of Cinema Professor at University of Tor Vergata in Rome, for being here with us. And this is Chiara Nicoletti from Torino Film Festival, the 32nd edition for Fred Education and Fred, the Festival Insider.
Fred Film Radio.
24/7 on fred.fm and smartphone apps.